Remember, a gecko could save you 15% or more on bar insurance. Welcome to Brambleborn. Last time on Brambleborn, our protagonists fought a bear and then proceeded to carry the corpse to Clutcher's Creek, where they got equipment. However, while planning their next move, they have come across an unfortunate discovery. And we are cutting over to all of you standing out at the dock, right across from the plank, looking at a great big lock that has been placed over the gate to the boat.
Why? Oh.
Did you forget to pay your dock fees?
No.
You've been booted.
I had 3 days. Apparently, it's midnight. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go inquire about what the heck's going on, but I'm very timid.
I want Grenada to come with me. I'm like, I can take the key from them. They won't notice a thing.
I mean, I'm more concerned about the fact of why they did it. I think we're going to have traveled faster.
Because even if we do break the lock, that means we have to get out of town fast, and my armor's not done yet.
That's so true. The armor's done the next off. Day.
You'd have to hold off on getting through the lock till tomorrow.
Okay, I just really want to steal a key, so.
We know Kev.
Okay, hold on.
Still we're gonna
like.
Keys.
I want to like.
You have keys.
I want to get away from the boat area and have this discussion. Here is my concern. Mm-hmm. Word travels fast. Mm-hmm. If I've been seen with you and they know that I'm with a sword and my boat has been connected to it and it's locked for that reason, going to it right now might not be the smartest of plans.
Right.
Okay. Can we just break it?
I mean, maybe, but we
that's
might...
what I'm saying. If we break it, they'll know, and we'll have to leave fast. And I don't have my armor yet.
Her armor won't be ready until tomorrow.
I leave my armor behind, which I just spent my silver medallion on. We're not leaving it behind.
So we could stay somewhere for the night here, which is also risky. I would love to get out of this place as fast as possible.
You could also stay for a night by setting up camp in the woods.
We could go camping.
We could go back for the bear school.
You guys mostly have been going. The bear school is a day away.
But, why didn't we have to leave the bear school?
That boat is my life. Mm-hmm. I will do anything for it. If you are not willing to do that, then that is it. But we are not... If I'm getting on that boat today, I'm leaving immediately.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
What we should...
Let's take this slowly.
Go to the woods and camp out.
Yeah.
Guys, I know really good trees. We could hide in the tree.
I can't climb trees, youngin.
She's old.
I'm a badger. We bury in the roots. I'll dig us
a little. The weasel might be able to.
I was like, who? If someone
actually, Zachary like goes over to the fence, puts his claw on it, and starts
just like
your happy place, carbon kindling away from the wood.
Do you want to check in at the dockmaster?
I think it's a safe.
I don't know.
Because
if I want to. I'm concerned about that. I'll give the sword to someone else. The broken sword to someone else.
Okay.
And I will go check in with my stuff.
It might be safer to check with just like. The locals first, because I feel like
they won't know.
They will go to the dockmaster and to the people who are leaving, or just like who are like covering the points of travel first, right? Like if they have like a wanted poster, they're gonna put it in. Like,
they knew that I was from Clutches Creek, and if I'm gonna be honest, this hat clearly shows what I am.
Yes, but definitely not you.
I can go talk to the dockmaster. This is my ship. I'm responsible.
Right, but if the dockmaster recognizes you and knows that you've been in trouble, but then if you run towards us...
I won't run to you. I'm smart.
I doubt that word has traveled that fast about the sword and you...
I'm gonna just walk away from the window chapter with the dockmaster.
I think it's a great idea.
And walk up and be like, all right. Am I overdue on some payments? What's going on here?
Yes.
Cool.
Cool, yes, that was easy.
I was like, I just need to know this. What do I... What you need from me, sirs?
Well... Judging by the amount of fees that we have had to pay for both like making sure that your ship is like maintaining upkeep, the fact that it has been illegally parked for the last like 3 days.
Talked to someone on the dock when I parked this boat.
Yeah, you had 3 day parking.
3 day parking.
How long have I been here?
Well, it took you 3 days to go over to Attleboro because it's a 3 day journey.
Oh,
so you went to Attleboro. We don't know how long you're in Attleboro, and it took you 3 days to get back. So it's been illegally parked for like a week by this point, probably.
Okay.
So
that seems right. Like, I'm very much so used to have. I apologize. I'm new to being captain, and I'm very much so used to having a crew, but my crew has left. I will never.
We get them.
What do you need from me?
14 value. 2 per day.
14 value?
How much gold do we have?
I have
9 gold. We're not.
I might, yes, 14 value, that seems reasonable.
Ask him if he has any favors.
Is this a trading ship? Does she have trading goods on her ship?
I am stocked.
With 2.
Mm-hmm. Ka-ching!
It's one day.
Wait, if we pull...
Okay, I keep my money, whatever it's called. I keep my money in a safe place. I'll be back in a bit to be able to pay you for it.
You can't pay, can you?
I can. No, I can't. Like I said, I'm new to this. I'm so sorry.
He's like, tell you what. You were very polite when you showed up. I'll cut you a deal. This is a very generous deal, so you better do it.
Okay, thank you.
There's a, there is another person at the dock that has also set up a boat. Mm-hmm. Named Red Claw. He is a buccaneer of the area. Oh, and the dockmaster explains that the guy, he's a regular at the local tavern, and they all play cards together. And Red Claw keeps embarrassing him at playing cards. Like he keeps on beating him repeatively, and he thinks he's cheating, but he has no proof. So all I need you to do is go there. And, humiliate Red Claw. Don't kill him. Humiliate him.
See, that's a fine line for me, but I'll work on that.
I can claim that I'm his friend, and with my horns, I'll just embarrass him like crap.
Okay. I will totally do that. Thanks. Awesome. Let me go talk to my new crew.
But what's the deal? What's the other end of the deal? If she...
That's it, then I get to go.
Yeah, they'll clear your entire debt if all you do is humiliate his card buddy.
Hold on, does this mean I won't, because of this debt though, can I never come back or can I still come back?
You can still come back.
Cool, let's go
humiliate the dude!
I'm gonna go tell you guys. So, sword's fine, we're good. Pay. I don't think I realized how long I have been away.
Okay. Because of the
intoxication.
Hey.
Little Missy. I grew up on a pirate ship, shut up. This is my life. So I owe a lot of money, but the guy's real nice, should have asked for his name. Gosh darn it, I'll get it on the next time around. He offered us a deal. All we have to do is go humiliate Red Claw. Was that his name?
Yes.
Red Claw. Who's apparently down at the tavern. All we have to do is humiliate him, and then we get to just free. Really?
Eyebright speaks up. Is this the best card player in town, though? How good are you as a card player, or do we need the Stoat to step in?
I mean, I...
You said Stoat.
I did, because I need him on the best game if he's the best game.
Because she's respectful!
Wait, you're a Stoat? That's what you are?
I'm not
trying to be a Stoat this whole time.
Zachary begins pulling out the dagger again.
Do we need insults? No,
begins approaching.
I can't a child!
If I can't give the child alcohol, you can't stab her. Get that out of here.
I haven't done anything wrong, please.
All we gotta do is humiliate. If you're good at cards, that might be one way. I'm thinking Crazy Head over here could do it.
Pia Patera looks around and what's he talking about?
Crazy Head would be able to do it. New nickname, Patera.
I mean, if anything, we get him real drunk.
Or
we could trip him.
What is so?
Yeah.
So Zachary asks, you've been to this tavern before, bar before? What's it like? What's it like? Is there any place that we could, I don't know, hide behind his cards?
Gonna be honest, it's all a blur.
Say, we just position him in a way. Comfiest chair.
We don't know where he is. We can go in and scope it out first.
All right, you guys gonna go to the tavern?
Yeah.
I think that's the first thing. We gotta go to the tavern.
Never been to a tavern before.
Yes, you have.
I have?
We were literally in one when we, The tavern is what we got this freaking sword from.
It was also an inn. Yeah.
Y'all weren't at
that.
That
was an inn. The tavern was a different location.
We were at the tavern. I made the guy wonder how if he was sexist or not.
Anyway, so you enter the tavern.
Yeah, I've been in one.
It's very much like an old westy saloon kind of looking thing.
I love it.
Dude, I love
saloons. There's piano music in the background or like some kind of like music setting it up. And then sitting at the, a table is like this, hang on, let me check my notes. Okay, so there is a light furred cat. There is a a very muscled gecko.
Let's go.
Little gecko, I love it. Gecko.
A yak gecko.
And a red furred weasel.
I wonder who we're the weasel.
Weasel. Oh my gosh, it's a stoat!
As well as a few other patrons.
Okay.
Zach Rabbit very firmly puts his claw on...
his paw?
On Greta's shoulder. Never compare us again.
The weasel's beneath him,
okay.
Child.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure, sorry.
Are there rabbits there as well?
There are rabbits. There are mostly foxes in town, in this tavern. But there's
everyone's
like rabbits.
Just a ginger.
And, like, as you watch, you can see like the rabbit like slap the table and then just walk out.
Yeah.
Question. What am I? How do I know if I'm good at playing cards and stuff?
Drew him a stat block for how to play cards. Yeah!
I was gonna say how
many game.
I have the highest luck stat.
You are correct in that it will be relying on your luck unless you are cheating.
Okay, what's cheating?
Wait, what is it cheating?
Cunning, I'm missing.
Yes.
Cunning, I got none of that.
I have none of that as well. I have
finesse,
though.
No, I don't. Are any of us cutting?
No.
Okay. Just leave it to me, guys.
Okay.
Leave it to me.
Do you know cards?
I'm gonna find out.
I'm gonna walk up and just kind of like I'm gonna walk up like I'm big in my boots and just be like, so, I hear you're a pretty good card player. To the dove.
Looks up and goes.
Red claw.
I'm sorry. Did I ask?
No, I did.
Oh.
Fun. Who's the shrimp?
The twig.
I'm the only one at the table. Who's he asking?
There's multiple people at the table. What about the gecko and the cat?
I know! Are they gonna answer? I'm not.
Yeah! The gecko looks at you and goes, I don't know, some chump.
I want to go over to the largest population I can find, like, of rabbits.
Okay.
My own folk.
There's, like, one rabbit left in the building.
Everyone's awesome, I'm gonna go talk to him. I'm gonna just sit down and be like, I've heard that you're very good at what you do, and I thought you might enjoy a challenge.
As we begin sitting down...
I'm not sitting down. Sorry, I didn't mean to say sitting down.
Okay,
because
I was gonna say the cat pulls a knife on you, but...
I was gonna say, I don't want to sit down. Because he's gonna do it, not me.
Alright. Cat looks and goes, and leans over to the weasel and goes, alright, Red Claw, I believe this... is the owner of the other ship in dock right now.
You also have a ship? Isn't it so fun?
Isn't piracy amazing?
Being a captain is amazing.
And then Red Paw is like kind of like flicking like a coin through
his so cool.
And he kind of looks over and he goes, fellow sailor?
Did he just blind himself to wink?
Sailor!
He just dipped. I think something's wrong with his eye.
Yes, sailor. Of course. But I thought you'd enjoy a challenge like many sailors do.
Ooh. Alright.
I'm
down. You here to play some eight-eyed ante?
I mean, I am not, but my crewmate over here, he's really good at it.
He grins and goes, finally, a fellow weasel.
Oh, shoot!
Slaps the table. Listen here!
Hey,
I'm
from this.
That is
enough! Hey!
Hey, it's okay.
Calm down, cousin. Calm down. I know stoat when I see one.
Slowly sits back down.
We're like, oh.
Out of pure curiosity, are you confused as a stoat often?
He nods and goes, more often than I'd like. But there's nothing to be offended by but being confused for a noble stoat.
Oh my gosh, true love.
True enough.
That's a kiss.
Well, I leave it to you.
A good enough statement.
I would offer to get drinks, but I don't have any
depression. Can I get apple juice?
No.
I'm gonna back out.
Okay, so he goes and he's like, so, I assume that you understand the rules of eight-eyed ante?
No. No, but I... I got pretty good luck. I don't think it'll be too hard to pick up.
All right, here's how it works, and he lays out the usage of all the different cards and like the various different hands and suits and stuff. Okay.
While that explanation is happening, can I fall back just enough to like go to these to everyone else and be like, see if you can get eyes on those cards, and then go back and be like, ah, my competitor.
Rabbit's up for your turn.
All right.
I'm over in another corner talking, and which I do want to make a roll, a check, friends indeed. I want to see if I can find anyone, specifically maybe this rabbit, because I think that's the best bet. Basically, to see if anyone shares my ideology, and if I do, they can maybe have some sort of service, and maybe possibly share some ideology that is
risen
that's
yeah, roll
against.
Charm.
Yeah, charm.
That's holy funny. Heck!
14.
Wow,
that's great.
Okay,
you take charisma
so
lessons.
you go over there, and the rabbit is like, "Oh my gosh!"
It's the worst day ever.
Peter starts crying. You two are a believer in the jackalope. You see, first person we are going to encounter that does not have to bark in order.
Yes. Peter starts to tear up.
I do, yes.
He grabs your paw in his and he goes, stay strong, brother. How may I be of service to the prophet
Tilly
of the jackalope?
Tilly looks to go tell him to look at the cards, and she's like, this situation is out of my head. And
basically tell him, like, okay, look, me and my friends, we're on an epic quest right now. We need to figure out a safe passage to... Patchwood?
Mm-hmm.
To Patchwood. And we're not sure how far word has traveled about a... He kind of looks around. A possible sword.
Oh, God. Head goes, dying. Surely you don't mean the blade of Bronwyn.
Oh, everyone knows.
He, like, nods, like, slowly, yeah.
He goes, truly the most noble of quests.
Of course. Only the bravest of the jackalopes can ever do such a thing.
He looks and goes, like, if a jackalope ever wielded the blade of Bronwyn, true peace could finally come to the woodland.
Exactly.
Oh, Rambleborn could finally be united again, but I digress. He looks and says, how may I be of service, brother?
Let's put a pin in that. I'll come back to that.
That is amazing.
I'm so glad that worked.
Me too.
Oh my gosh!
Me too.
Okay, so back to the game.
They lost their dice.
Nice.
You need dice?
Yeah,
the dice have gone missing.
Those dice are really, really
good.
Yeah,
those are hot.
Right
now. Oh, okay.
You did okay.
Good. All right, so.
Now use the hot dice.
You're gonna play cards with them?
Yes.
Okay, so here's how playing cards is going to work. You are going to bet value.
Okay.
So any items you have, you can bet for that equivalent amount of value that they're worth. You can bet depletion. Bet your value with it. And how this will work is that if you roll, basically, you're going to roll with a modifier. If you are playing fair, you're going to roll with luck. If you are playing unfair, you are going to roll with cunning. If you roll with luck, then basically if you get higher than a 10, then you will win and you will get the entire pot.
Okay.
If you get higher than a 7, you will gain also, one value. And if you get lower than that, you lose everything the value you get.
Okay.
So I should probably clarify. It's over the 7, you get like your value plus half.
Okay.
With the rounding down, if you don't have it. So like if you bet an item of 3, you'll get 4 back.
All right.
I feel bad. This guy.
So all of them begin putting like items into the center of it, like lockets and like bracelets, rings.
Okay. Let's just do a test round. You know, just to make sure I understand the concept.
One depletion.
Yeah.
Okay. So they nod and go, okay. Actually, I should probably round up in case you do one. I'll just say is that I'll round up and say that's how we actually get 2, if you win this round. Okay. So you're playing fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So roll.
8.
Hey! Alright! They go, alright! And basically they play the round. The captain gets like most of the loot, but you also got a pretty good hand, so you get 2 depletion back.
So is it 2 depletion back?
So you get, yeah, 2 value. So if you reduce 1 depletion, and then you can add like the second thing is like an item of 1 value to your equipment. So you can just like basically mark 1 gold.
Oh, okay. So.
Oh, you didn't need to mark the depletion for that. You just got a new item. It's like one, like a gold coin.
Oh, okay.
So just like mark like a little, like just write gold and then like mark like a little bubble.
Yeah, so I.
You don't need to mark depletion because you just got it back.
Yeah, you can erase that.
Right. Nice. I had one here though.
Right.
Well, I didn't have anything here.
Oh, but... okay. In that case, you can erase that depletion if you'd like.
Okay.
And then just don't mark gold yet.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
so is it just Zachary and the pirate?
Yeah, Zachary the pirate and the two other pirates that are next to him, the gecko and the cat.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of a way that it makes sense.
Okay.
I feel like just beating him is humiliating. I'm trying to think of other things now.
I could trip him.
I should also specify, the guy is wearing a very nice hat.
Yeah. It's just so off the books, like... I think in order to humiliate him, he's got to lose something that he really values, like his hat. But in order for him to sacrifice... Like...
I will say, part of my rule is that if you get high enough, they might up the ante.
Okay.
Is his ship better than mine?
The ship? No.
So playing for kids.
It's a nice boat, but like, it's not better.
Yeah, sure.
Can I like spill something on him or something? Or is... No, are we just... We have to beat him at game cards.
We just have to embarrass him.
Okay. Because what I think is I want to be like, I want Greta to like trying to get apple juice this entire time.
Okay.
And like.
You're just at the, we just cut over to you at the bar and they're just like, we do not serve apple juice.
But I want apple juice.
Popping over the counter cider? No. You can't. You're 9.
I want apple juice. And then I want them to like give her like cider basically. And then like her.
No,
to
you're
her.
Not.
I don't know, but like.
Fine. Flag and a cider. That's 1 value.
Okay. But then basically she, I want her to like have taken the thing and like she'd be like, oh, I gotta go see my friends. And then like hops on over there and like in her little tail and then like she accidentally trips and accidentally gets it like on his hat.
He gets very mad.
Oh.
He stands up and he draws a sword and goes, watch where you're going!
She's a child!
I'm so
he
sorry.
Stops upon seeing him as a child and draws a sword and goes, a tavern is no place for a child.
We know.
Who brought the kid in here?
Oh, these wackadoos!
Ibrahim stands up, I did. She's your responsibility now. I'm out.
Hey kid, you wanna join a pirate crew?
You already have one, Zachary. Might I remind you?
He goes, I'll get back to you, but first I need to finish beating this guy at my at cards.
Oh my god.
I do like to take on children, I would know.
Rodents, am I right?
Are you not a rodent?
Alright, wait, how much are you betting?
I don't think they're trying to rodent.
Yeah. 2 depletion.
Oh,
2 depletion? Okay, roll.
And just like, asking about the hat. Just like, so that's a very nice hat I got there. Where'd you get that?
I need to check the map. I need to come up with a good location.
Okay.
Alright. He nods and he laughs and he goes, I got it at Ice Trap.
Ice Trap is really far from here, isn't it?
He goes, I get around.
Yeah.
As people with boats do.
Yeah.
Sailors.
Alright. Do you think?
Okay. I've got a weird thought. Okay, I've got a weird thought. Instead of bargaining for like depletion, we bargain for information.
Ooh.
Do you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay, we'll wait until you win. If you win, then I'll let you try to convince him to spend your information.
Okay. Okay, so 2 depletion.
Yeah.
Come on. 4, so that's 6.
Stop. Not it. You just lost 2 depletion.
No.
Which you could do one of the gold, because he had a gold, right?
He does not.
Oh, I thought
no, because I marked them both off of depletion.
Oh, okay.
He like takes the items that you just bet, and he goes, ah, rough luck. You want to play again?
Okay, if we're trying to watch to see if he's cheating in any way, what do I need to do that?
I'm going to say, let me check the moves. I'll say, read a tense situation.
What do I do with that?
Roll with cunning.
Don't got that, but sure. If I mess up, will something horrible happen?
No.
Take the risk.
I was like, I'm at really good terms with this guy right now. I don't really want to ruin that. He seems really nice. Okay, I'm going to try to, yeah, do that. 10.
Okay, you are allowed to ask 3 of these questions from the list.
Ooh.
Okay.
Keep playing.
Just like as I'm going to barter another depletion.
Okay.
Just one depletion, but just ask at the same time. Just like, so how is like, you know, it sounds like I heard from my friend that like the Dockmaster doesn't really like you much, like bad blood or something.
He just laughs and he goes, the guy just doesn't know how to up the ante.
Oh. Is that a 6 or is that a 1?
That's a 6.
8. Oh, 10.
Yes!
Yes!
You just won the whole pot.
No!
So I'm going to say, just because there are 4 people at the table, I'm going to assume that all of them match your bet. So you're going to get 4.
Okay, so erase the 2 depletion and 2 gold.
Yeah. Like, nice! Not bad for a rookie. And he like kind of like he grins and he goes, you want to up the ante a little bit?
What do you have in mind?
He takes out... There we go. He takes out a... Oh, that'd be really funny. What if I did that?
DM
Please.
He pulls out a very familiar-looking jagged dagger, and he slams it into the table, and he goes, I got this off a dead lizard cult member.
Oh, you have one of those.
I do have one of those.
Okay. So it's worth 3 value, so you'll need to match that if you want to play for it.
Done.
I have one of my questions.
Yes.
So this says, who or what is the biggest threat? Can I change it to, like, who's his biggest threat?
To the captain, or it's yours. It's got to be yours.
Oh, it's about me.
Yeah, but he does have the 2 crew members. If things do get dicey,
yeah.
That would be
okay, hold on. I'll still think. Keep going.
Okay.
And I know something to ask the...
What should I be on the lookout for?
What should you be on the lookout for? I'd say watch the gecko.
Watch that gecko.
He's lizard.
That's a chameleon, not a gecko.
Oh, true, you're right.
Okay.
Sorry, that's a trouble.
So you're betting 3? All right, roll.
You're
dead.
Okay.
Not bad.
9.
Yes.
Nice.
Right.
Oh, you win. So you're not gonna get the bonus value from the other people, but I'll say you win the dagger.
Okay.
Woo! We got 2 daggers. We guess I'm gonna get a collection.
I got 2 guns. I got 2 daggers.
Did I see anything happening with the gecko?
No. Okay. Not yet.
Who is in control here?
Who's in control here? Very clearly, it is Red Claw.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And in case things go south real quick, what's our best way out?
Way you came in.
Okay.
Are we facing the door or back to the door?
I don't know what you're doing.
Well, it's kind of like a round table that they're sitting around, and since all of you went to different tables around the area, you're...
I'm closest to the door. I didn't move very far.
In that case, you're facing away from the door, but you're close to it.
Yep.
Because I'm guessing Red Claw's the biggest
yes.
threat, no matter what.
Is that enough to humiliate him, or...
Honestly, not enough yet. He was pretty willing to part with it.
Okay.
But he looks a little bit more steamed now.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I got 2 gold if you want to barter.
Maybe...
How much value are one of your bear claws?
I'm willing to... I realize that I have extra silver.
I have gold.
I have gold.
I have 3 gold.
4. 4 value. Antlers.
4 value? Ooh.
I was like, I have a gold that I'll throw into this pot.
All right. He kind of strokes his little, like, weasel beard and kind of, like, goes, all right.
Can I try to, like, up the ante? Like, I'm trying to add to, like, making him, it seem like it's...
Stoke
like,
his ego?
Well, you surely can.
Do you want to join into the game?
I'm not joining. I'm talking up my player.
What if you make him offer his boat?
That's what I was trying to think. I was like, I could technically have 2 boats, but then I'll have to pay lodging for 2
None
boats.
None of us already, like, know how to navigate a boat. Though,
yeah.
We could break it down in silver parts.
We can try to sell.
But we can sell the boat.
Get his boat and then sell it back to him. Yes! Nah, he's gonna try to fight us. Like, you guys, he's a captain. He's scary.
All right, so
Captain. I'm no captain.
Let's say he goes, all right, and he puts down like another sack of coin, and the rest also like prepare to match it.
Okay.
You got this. You got this.
11.
Okay, so you just got the entire pot. So like 16.
Oh my gosh.
So obviously that's just 12 because you four of them are yours. But
right.
Oh my gosh.
Is he able to carry all that?
I'd say by this point it's probably going to be weighing stuff. Like normally coins don't weigh anything, but by this point it's going to be like one load.
And you can divvy them up.
If you can't carry something, you can hand it to me and be like, "Oh, my captain," and I'll give it to you later.
Okay, so the captain's really mad, and you can see he's like kind of like checking his purse a little bit.
His purse.
And he goes, "Yeah, like a little coin purse." Yeah. So he like he goes, "Fine," and he takes off his hat and he puts it on the table.
And you got the hat.
And he goes, "Do you know where this hat came from?"
Well,
it is Marcusate made from their homeland. You cannot get a hat like this in this part of the wood. He's like, I am willing to put it on the line.
Oh, that would do the trick.
Oh gosh, I'm going to say it's about 6 value.
Oh my god.
Okay, and how much did I make from that?
How much did you just make from the last thing?
Yeah.
12.
Okay, that's what I... Oh, wait, no, I didn't put that.
We're just gonna say, I would put my hat down, but it's really important for my girly. This is how we humiliate him. Like, you have to do it. 6 depletion of what you've already done.
Done.
All right, you gonna do this?
Yeah.
All right, roll.
Come on.
12.
And he, like, smiles at you, and he puts down cards better than you. You just lost.
What?!
Oh.
I'm going to, like, immediately be like, excuse me. And, like, just kind of step in, having seen the lizard.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, I believe that I feel like things aren't being played fairly over here.
Well, you can believe what you wish. But all I see is that my cards are better than his. Care to prove otherwise?
Yes.
Count the cards.
What would that be?
I don't know how to do it.
Sleight of hand.
Him sleight of hand or me sleight of hand?
You sleight of hand. You're going to need to figure out where he's hiding the extra cards.
I don't have sleight of hand.
What is sleight of hand?
I don't have it as
sleight
a
hand is a roguish feat.
Do you have it?
No, I don't, but I can use.
I'm pretty sure. What do we have? Sleight of hand? I don't have sleight of hand, but I do have pickpocket and sneak and hide.
I'll have sleight of hand.
Pickpocket? I have sleight of hand.
Hand, mother.
I have sleight of hand.
I'll allow pickpocket because you're taking
but
stuff
I have
well.
Legit sleight of hand.
Either one will work the same.
I'm going to wave you over.
Okay.
Okay. Eyebright comes over and is like, what's the trouble?
This man is not playing fairly.
Okay, so what do I just roll?
Okay, it's not gonna work now because you just let him know you are about to check him.
Frick! I didn't know we had to do it secretly. I thought because I called him out already.
Yeah, but he's not gonna let you, like, check him for where you're
hiding the card. Well, I'm not gonna check him. I'm just gonna, what I'm gonna roll is to just be, like, in a pocket, reach in, kind of find it.
Right.
But he
knows
because I just
said it. He's now expecting
you
to do that. It's not gonna work if he's expecting you to do that because he just saw you walk over, like, saunter over and be like,
I thought we were having a confrontation of like.
Hasn't noticed Greta yet.
What?
Hasn't noticed Greta yet.
Do it, Greta. Just pickpocket him.
Okay, yeah, I can pickpocket
roll.
Him.
Roll.
Just do
Jared,
it.
You should roll for her.
Roll for me.
Nope. This is
okay,
is
your fight. So I'm pickpocketing.
Roguish feet.
Yeah.
Okay, what does she roll with? Does she roll with anything?
I believe for a roguish feet, you are going to roll with. What is it? Finesse.
Yes!
Yeah!
That's 3.
Shoot.
Okay, 6,
12. It's 12.
Yes!
It's literally the max.
Okay, you pull the exact. You pull like another deck of like cards out of his sleeve.
Yes!
And then I like. All I do is hold my hand out and go, thank you.
He's not facing. He turns around and he's just like, what?
And Greta's just waving at him.
So, I think these belong to you.
He kind of like seethes a little bit. And the bartender is like, all right, we don't allow cheaters in here. Get out.
You're
banned.
Go!
And he like kind of leaves and he's seething and he just kind of goes like,
but that was,
I'll get even.
Okay.
I'll get even. But you did just get him kicked out of the only tavern in town. So I'd say that's pretty humiliating.
Yes!
But was that the lizard or the gecko guy or the red
All three of them.
Oh!
Yeah! You got the red claw kicked out, and then the lizard was like just his accomplice in this, and so was the cat. So
okay.
I think that was the, like the luckiest rolls like
we've
five
ever
rolls
had.
In a
row.
Oh my gosh. We're gonna be absolutely dead.
Also, I'm gonna say you can keep the money that you bet for because it wasn't a fair bet. So I'll say you get to keep it, but he just walks out with his hat, so you don't get the hat. Okay.
I was gonna make you my first mate and let you keep the hat.
Zachary just watches the doors forlornly. He's like, I really like that.
Okay.
That was so nice.
Can I kind of walk, like there's a window to this tavern. Mm-hmm. Can I watch and see if they're headed back to their ship or back to somewhere else?
And just kind of like walk off into the like distance, just kind of like into town.
Just want to make sure they're not going to go do something to my ship. They know it's mine.
All right.
Skylar had a question though for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So during all this, the rabbit, I say, so I'm sure you may have like a few other connections, maybe towards the good cause. I need you to spread the word. Spread the word to the denizens, wherever you can. Those who believe in the real cause of the jackalope.
That there's
jackalope believers have the sword of, what's it called?
Bronwyn.
Of Bronwyn. They have it and they're reforging it and it's going to create peace.
He's asking you guys, do you need it reforged?
Yeah.
There's a believer in Patchwood.
There is?
Yes. She owns a forge.
Yeah!
Oh! Rabbits unite!
And he like slides you a coin. On the table, like a medallion, and it's bronze, and it's got an image of a rabbit's foot on one side, and on the other side, it's got an image of antlers.
Y'all, I feel untouchable. Let's go.
And he says, to a non-believer, this is utterly worthless. He says, you show this to the craftswoman, she will fix that sword.
Very good, my friend. You've done very, very good. Thank you very much.
He nods and he goes, go forth, brother.
Same to you.
You join us back to me going, Greta, a drink for you! For my friend.
Oh my gosh, no!
No, she's earned it. She's earned it! Look at all this money I got!
I want
Break
like,
up, Greta.
Greta's just like, I finally got apple juice and she drinks it. Oh, that's spicy apple juice.
Spicy apple juice.
Okay, so you're gonna go back to the Dockmaster?
Yes.
Okay.
So showing up real proud.
The documentary goes, I heard.
Already? Oh, I hope it was enough.
He goes, that was more than enough. Thank you. He goes, your ship's already been unlocked. You're welcome to go back when you choose. And thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Can Zachary make an inquiry?
Yeah.
So I got this
Wait, before
notion.
You inquiry, I really just want to be like, I'm glad we are... I've made such a good friendship in you.
I wouldn't call it a friendship, but thank you.
So, you know, we embarrassed him, or rather, I embarrassed him, like you asked. Yes, you helped, kid. I get this feeling that he's, like, maybe a little bit mad with, you know, us, or me in particular. Is there any way that we could, maybe increase his fees or maybe lock his boat up so that he doesn't follow us?
He goes, it's against the Dockmaster code. I'm not able to do that, but it's okay. He's quick to anger, but quick to forgive.
Ooh. He seems like a really nice dude. I'm gonna be real honest. I feel
All
bad.
Right. Thank you for your time, sir. Flips him a coin.
Okay, mark one of your coins off, and he goes, "Hey, thanks." All right, so we're gonna cut to the next day.
Yeah, we're stuffed on the ship.
I do want to say one thing as we're all like kind of talking. I have like a coin. Like, you guys know what I got? Kind of show them the coin that I got, the bronze.
Remember, it is utterly worthless to everybody that is not a believer.
Right, see this?
You've
this
got...
Is? Yeah.
That's an funny. Arts and craft project?
No, it's...
It's utterly useless. Put it back in your pocket.
That, well, that doesn't have any value.
It won't be as useless
Mark,
if we show
Jared,
this to
Mark
the force.
One load, because you're
we're
carrying
together,
a lot of
together,
coin.
We're together, we're together. Don't worry, don't worry.
Okay, so I am burdened.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so I know if I just want to be...
Take exhaustion whenever
just
I...
Say,
this looks like your
basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's just say that we have a very good connection in... Patchwood that shares a similar cause as I. We can get anything done if we show them this.
We're gonna make new friends.
Well, how does that help us?
You know the sword?
Yeah.
We can get it reforged.
Ooh.
Dude!
Can I slip it back into my poppet? My pocket?
You said Patchwood?
Yep, that's where we're going.
You could chart course in Patchwood.
I have an idea.
Okay, we spend the night on the ship. I'm gonna... chart. I'm like, okay, Patchwood, looking at my mask. Like, let's go.
I still need to pick up my armor.
No, I
so
don't.
You know.
This is the
thing. Oh, yes,
right.
True.
Right. Can I?
I'm just saying before. Don't leave.
I'll say that we skip to the next day and you can pick up your armor.
Yay! Perfect.
Okay.
Skip armor. All right.
So I think.
Yeah.
Hold on. So, Peter. Super puffy. Peter, can I entrust you with some of this money?
Oh, for sure.
To help me carry.
Yeah, I can.
You can spend. I'll
you
give you.
You give it to the, what is it, lunatic?
No, you give it to the one that he knows won't steal it. He's the
it's the heretic.
Dog. He's the only one that's nice to me in this group. I mean, you're pretty nice to me,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, see?
But...
Oscar making me
I want Greta to just be laughing and be like,
so weasel. How much does it give him? How do I track?
I'll give you,
carrying.
How much is too much?
Yeah, because right now I have a carrying capacity. I have 3 on carrying right now.
You can carry it up to 5.
Right.
I think...
Right now, you're carrying, like, how much gold and silver?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, I'm gonna say that if you're carrying more than 10, it's gonna count as a load.
Okay.
So if you give half it away, it's like half a load?
6, 7, 5. Sounds good.
So just, like,
5 gold.
So that'll still be 1 load for you.
Oh, that'll still be... Oh, so 10 is 1 load?
Yeah, I'll say 10 is 1 load.
So if you split
like
it
6.
Up, like, 7 and 8...
What if I... Okay.
It's not a load.
Can you just put it on my ship?
I'll give 2 to you.
No, listen, Jared. If you get money, 7 and 8, that's not a full load, so it's not like a full mark.
Right.
Just
but,
two.
So
she's
what
being
I'm saying,
nice now.
What I'm saying is I'll give 2 to her.
Yes.
I'll give, you seem responsible, I'll give 3 to you. Don't quite know you, I'll give you 2 to you, and then I'll give 3 to you, because you're my friend.
3, okay, yay.
Okay. Everybody mark that down real fast.
I set you up to win. I got you.
Wait, what?
Okay, so that was 2, 3, 2, 3. So 10. I give away 10.
We find a fancy sword together. I'm considering making you first mate.
Okay.
So I get 3 gold, or just should I write 5 coins?
Because
I already have 2 gold.
Add that to your gold meter.
Okay, where do I put gold again?
I just wrote right here.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna underline these two so I remember that they're yours.
Okay. So, you're all ready to set sail?
Yeah.
All right, where are you sailing to?
Patchwood.
All right.
Do we have enough supplies to get us that far?
Yeah.
You can scavenge on the way.
I mean, and I have the stock to the ship. Okay.
You should have enough supplies to at least get you to the next port.
Okay, perfect.
Which is... one of those cities.
Fire Hollow.
Okay, cool. Okay. I was like, which is the one we don't want to go to? Tonry. Okay,
so we
need to Fire Hollow?
Yeah. So, you guys start sailing off, and you get to sail off into the sunrise.
Can I look at the boat of Red Claw? Is he there at all?
Oh, as you're leaving?
Yeah.
You can kind of see, like, a flicker of movement as, like, they start to, like, kind of board the ship. But
oh, I
not,
wanted
like...
to just legs. By having a
good
friend, okay.
Alright. Okay, so y'all sail off.
Fellow sailor.
About 12 hours into the journey.
No.
Here
we go. Sorry, I just really wanted to like give you guys an opportunity to do this.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, the ship is following you outside of the port.
Let's go!
My ship gets to fight.
I just really wanted an opportunity for you to get to use the boat.
Today's episode of Brambleborn featured Ethan Buckley, Skylar Ross, Jordan Marshall, Balin Perry, Jared Jensen, Valerie Augustine, and Kelly Hamblin. The music of Brambleborn is provided by Alexander Nakarada. Root the RPG was developed by Leader Games and Magpie Games, and can be found on Magpie Games' website at magpiegames.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll join us again. Bye!